1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Time to talk baseball, all kinds of baseball, with our baseball expert. At least around here, he's our baseball expert. Fireman
sure.
Jim. Good morning, Fireman Jim.
Morning, Bob and Brian.
How are you?
Hey, great. Jim. Great to be here. Baseball season.
Got your Milkman gear on again. You always show up with Milkman.
I got different.
Well, no, last week you had on the Kokomo
Jackrabbits. I struggled this morning between this and the Jamestown Jammers.
This is what you wake up and struggle with.
Which are non-existent now that the Jamestown Tarp Skunks.
Oh.
They changed their name. What's
well,
a tarp
that
skunk?
Happens a lot in minor league.
It's merchandising.
Baseball.
What is it? Is there a tarp skunk?
Is that a
okay,
slang
here's the story.
Or...
You know where Jamestown is, right? Jamestown,
well,
New York.
So.
There's probably a couple of them. There's Jamestown, New York. That's where Lucille Ball is from. That's where they had that ugly statue.
Oh.
Remember the ugly
statue?
No,
I thought we were talking about Jamestown, Virginia, where,
sure.
you know.
Yeah,
sure.
That's what I was thinking, too. In the Tidewater
Smith,
area.
Pocahontas and all that.
And I thought the Jammers, which you've seen the logo, was awesome. It was the mean mug and bunch of grapes giving you the stink fist. You know, bunch of grapes for the Jammers. I'm gonna beat you.
So I
guess
love that.
That I do too. That's great.
An angry grape.
It was an angry grape.
Has there ever been an angry grape before that? Because there was Goofy Grape when there was Funny Face Kool-Aid.
Yep, no.
Goofy then. I don't think.
It was a single grape at first, and they mean mugging you, and then they changed to a bunch of grapes with a stink fist and a mean mug.
Seems more menacing.
Well, that got stale, so they went to the tarp skunks. Because apparently, there was a bunch of skunks that lived in the tarp, and one day when they had to unroll the tarp during a rain, the rains were hitting, the skunks came out and sprayed the whole crew. And
wow. Apparently,
that's the
Jamestown is overrun with skunks.
Really?
It's like, yeah.
All right, there
well,
you go.
Well, this flies in the face of there. Carrie's question from a couple of years ago when she said, I never smell skunks anymore in summer. That usually, you know, when you would come home.
Sure.
In the evening, say 10, 11, 12 o'clock, and you had your windows down back
always be a
when I was younger.
Skunk smell wafting on the air.
Always.
Well, I agree.
Yeah. You go, skunk. It wasn't
even
like it
splattered on the road.
Even not as many roadkill skunks, I've noticed. That's a good observation.
So where is...
They're in Jamestown, apparently.
Yeah.
They all migrated there.
They're thriving there anyway.
Do skunks migrate? Because maybe they do.
Migrate. You see hordes of them heading south for the winter.
Or east to Jamestown to the Lucille Ball statue. So, anyways,
tarp skunks. That's where that comes from. Here, I thought maybe it was a terrapin, like a they had grabbed that from Maryland or something. Tarp? No, it's just a bunch
like
of
Trolley
in the tarp
Dodger. And, it's just like a localism.
Can you imagine you're unrolling the tarp and there's a family of skunks living underneath it?
If there was one skunk in there, Fireman Jim,
no, that's
that
one.
Would be like whoa,
no. No, it was a family.
Did they make SportsCenter that night?
I don't know.
It
good question.
Have.
I think it should have too.
Top
so.
10.
Tarp skunks, and they're not even playing this year.
Number one play of the day.
Number one animal play.
I had rugbees, wrong sport. I had rugbees.
Rugbees, like bees living under your rug?
Well, they were in a rolled up rug. And
right.
I brought the rug inside. And
I've had that too.
There was a bee, and I thought, wow, that's a bee inside. And then there was like a couple of that.
Yep. I had the huge.
And I noticed they were like all over the place.
That's bad. I've unrolled the pool cover for the fall cover-up, and carpenter ants took over out of my shed, and they were the big, juicy ones.
Yeah. Okay, just as a public service reminder, we're in August now.
I know.
If you're still feeding your Orioles, they're one of the first birds to head out of here.
The Orioles are.
So you get your grapes and your oranges out there. And those are going to attract your bees and your wasps and
which
all that.
Which are coming into fruition right now.
Now it's time to get rid of that?
I'm just saying, be ready to take it down in the next couple of weeks, maybe.
The wasps are starting to
Because otherwise you're
going
to have to do
marks the change of season.
Otherwise you're going to have to do it at night.
Yes. Yep.
I'm serious. Yeah. I've left it out there for so long. I can't go take that down during the day. I don't have to go out where it gets dark.
When they're all sleeping.
And they're
sleepy time wasps.
Do they sleep?
Do they? I don't know.
I don't know. Or do they just go to their hive?
Do all
do
they
do
bugs
somehow,
sleep?
Do they do yoga? Do they go
right.
in trance?
Right.
I don't know. Sleep. Good question.
Hey, how are the Milkmen this week, Fireman Jim?
They're home right now, and we lost that extra inning game. Yeah, yesterday 3-2, a close one. And then
who are they playing?
The Sioux Falls Canaries. The Canaries are in town, and tonight pitching for the Milkmen, making his Milkmen debut, is former Major League pitcher, former All-Star, and he threw a no-hitter for the Marlins. Henderson Alvarez is pitching tonight for the Milkmen, so your chance to see a former pitcher from the major leagues that threw a no-hitter.
There you go.
Good baseball all week long.
Quick fact about Sioux Falls, the home of January Jones.
Really?
Yeah, all right. About
all. Why are they the Canaries?
Yeah, I'm guessing that there's a lot of Canaries in town.
For the miners, maybe? Is there mining in Sioux Falls?
Canaries were native to, like, tropical areas.
Right.
We have wild canaries here.
You're the bird man.
Yeah. We have, you know,
the Sioux Falls have mines?
Yeah, they're yellow and black.
Don't you bring canaries down to the mines with you?
Yeah, and if they die, then you got to get the hell out.
Yeah.
So are there mines in Sioux Falls where the canaries were
possibly
prevalent?
Maybe there were, yeah, like where the
That's
badgers.
That's my guess.
Yeah, okay. All
That's
right, anyway. Yes. Anyway, I just wanted to bring up January Jones because I knew that she was from Sioux Falls.
We'll have to look her up later. A little bit later. I haven't seen her in a while.
She was in Last Man on Earth last time I saw her.
Man, that was like...
Yeah. Before that, she was Betty Draper in Mad Men. So anyway, okay. Yes. The Milkmen, they're in action. They're home for how long?
They're home till Sunday. Got a doubleheader on Sunday, so you're a chance to see them every day this week. And like I said, Henderson Alvarez pitching for the Milkmen tonight. Franklin Field, 6:35 p.m. start.
All right. And you'll be able to see them for the foreseeable future. How do I get tickets?
MilwaukeeMilkmen.com.
I knew that.
You knew that.
Awesome. Teeing it up for
Thanks,
you.
Buddy.
That's all. Hey, Fireman Jim.
Yeah.
I know you know this, but I'm just going to say it. 60 games is is our season this year.
Yes.
Our team is underwater right now at 5-3. They've lost two games in a row.
Yes.
And they've given up leads.
They've given up leads.
Both of those games.
And
the White Sox are hot. The White Sox are a real team. They're legitimate.
Yeah,
they're the real deal.
They've won six in a row. They're in second place in the Central.
But they're a good team.
They are.
They were building for this.
Oh, yeah.
They went out and spent money, and they got players, and it's paying off. They look good.
It's paying off for the – yes. And our offense is just – Blah.
It's asleep.
It's
asleep.
I mean, Woodruff pitched a good game last night, and no offensive support. Yelich, is it time to start worrying about him a little bit? I mean, over 3 with 3 Ks last night. You know, he hasn't had a good spring.
You tell me. I'll start to worry when you say it's time to start worrying.
I'm not worrying,
your face.
How do you know when it's a short season?
It's concerning.
The worry's all rejiggered.
Yeah.
He's right.
You got to maximize your worry times 3.
He's right. And, he's leaving runners. He's not swinging at bad pitches, but he's not swinging as much either. And
he's striking out.
He's striking out looking a lot, too. So very concerning right now. We lost Kane, gone for the season.
Well, we know where he is. He'll be back in March.
Gone.
Yeah.
And Braun, DL again. And
infected finger. What happened there?
I don't know. They're not giving any details. So
what finger?
I don't know.
Because instantly I think index finger on your throwing hand, right? Because if it's a glove hand finger... It's infected.
If it's a thumb, they'll say thumb, won't they? So fingers. So we're down to 8 digits now, right? From
Ryan
a detective.
What's that?
Schmon.
Really?
Ryan Schmon. He's been that way for me for a long time.
Hmm.
Don't like saying it because he's popular and people will hate me for saying Schmon.
People are going to hate you anyway.
And I've come to realize that. So I'm just going to go full bore on Braun Schmon.
Right. Well. He's out for 10 days and maybe longer. Who knows? But I mean, he's going to get injured sooner or later.
Hey, boys and girls who are playing baseball, I know a lot of seasons are coming to an end
right.
now.
Oh, they are.
You only get 8 fingers. Take care of them.
Right.
Take care of them.
You get a cut, a little Neosporin.
It's a public service announcement from the Bob and Brian Show.
So, kind of like that Warren Buffett thing. You only get one body. Take care of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Kind of dropping down and maybe moving over a column, but yeah.
You know, a lot of people ask me how my ankle is, because I had surgery on it. And I always end the conversation with, hey, you only get 2 ankles. Take care of them,
You don't want
come
right.
on.
Right. I don't have to go through any more surgeries.
Don't be like me.
No,
where,
definitely.
Is there something you can't say that about? You only have blank. Take care of it.
I guess you're right. Yeah. Comes down to that.
Pick something.
Right.
Pick something, infected finger.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, besides Yelich, then your two big free agent signings aren't producing with Justin Smoak and catcher Omar Narváez. They're not producing. They're all hitting under 200.
Yep. Yeah.
So, you got a huge turnaround from your lineup from last year as it is, and a shortened season. They're only 3-5. They lost that whole Cardinals series, so they got to make that up with 7-inning doubleheaders somewhere down the line. But they're not the Marlins, who the Cardinals are going to be out until Friday, I heard. So they're going to lose a week. The Marlins lost a week. They're technically in second place. They're 3-1.
I thought they were in first place this morning.
They're in first place, but a game back. It's kind of weird how they – because the second place team is 8-4. So they're going by percentages. Marlins are hot right now. They're 3-1. And our buddy Jesus Aguilar has homered in three straight games, I think.
Why is he our buddy?
Because he's an ex-Brewer. He's a great guy. He's fun, fun to be around. It's good to see him doing well down there.
I'm good with that.
Playing well. The Brewers, I mean, we got a lot of games left. The Cubs are in first place right now. They're 9-2.
But we got a lot of games on the road again.
We do. We're at Chicago. We're still
four-game series,
but now we're at the White Sox right now. And then, then we come home for the Reds and the Twins, and then we go on the road again.
I don't think those are going to be pushovers.
No, the Reds are good. The Twins are in first place.
It's not time to panic, Fireman Jim?
Our schedule got harder when they changed it. It's not time to panic.
We're going to Chicago to play the white hot White Sox.
I know. And we're facing I think he won the Cy Young, Dallas Keuchel, with one of their big free agents signing. He's 2-0.
They should call the White Sox right now the White Hots.
Whoa, I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Huh? Yeah.
Not panicking, though.
Socks don't scare me.
Brian, how much is concerning is below panicking, right? You're just being concerned.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
That's below.
But it's a few bulbs below on the hot
meter.
What's
between concerned and panic?
Worry.
Agitated.
I would say those four words that you named, putting them in order, concern was the bottom.
Yeah.
Worry's a step up from that. Agitated is.
Agitated is right below worried.
Yeah. Well, no, agitated would be a beyond worry.
Oh, okay.
Because you're
and then panic.
Then you're panic.
And then we're running around the studio, running into the walls. Yeah. So we're not there yet. We're concerned. Let's see where we are a week from today. Hopefully we get things turned around and get a little winning streak. Right,
but that's
going on.
A tough schedule. That is a brutal schedule. Now we knew that going in, saying this is.
They expanded the playoffs, so we got a little bit more, if you finish 500, you have a decent chance of making the playoffs.
A huge Brewer fan said to me before they ever started the 60-game campaign, they said 33-27, and I think that'll get us in the playoffs.
That was before they expanded the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
That was with the smaller playoff format.
Right. So now
would you be happy right now if I said 33-27?
Sure.
I'll guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I would be. I mean, they're two below 500.
Yeah,
to finish six above 500 with, 52 games left. Yeah, it's going to be tough. They got the Cardinals for three possible doubleheaders.
Yeah.
There's not many off dates, so.
Tell me something positive, Fireman Jim. We focused on the negative. Tell me something positive
about
our Major League Baseball team before we wrap this up today.
Searching. Ben Gamble. Who would have thought Ben Gamble out of nowhere? I mean, he's going to be starting a lot more now that Kane and Braun are out. He's hitting 300, hit a bomb yesterday. He's our best offensive producer right now. And
he's completely likable.
He is
likable. Plays hard.
He's got a nice beard.
Yeah. Offense, defense.
Yep. Center field. So he gunned a guy out at third yesterday. No, he didn't actually. That was a different guy. But he's a good defensive player as well. So there you go.
Okay.
Positive. Ben Gamble. Keep it going, Ben.
All right.
Should we name him our player of the week?
Player of the week.
Why not?
The sports flakes.
Did they get some Esther paint or a case of Jolly Good Soda?
He gets a $25 gift certificate to Men's Warehouse or something like that. Isn't that what they used to hand out when you were the guest on like Packorama or something like that when we were kids?
A case of Jolly Good Soda.
All right, Fireman Jim. It's always good to see you. You're in the studio again next week, right? You're going to be here?
I will be on the road. In mysterious Wisconsin up north locations. But I'll be calling in.
All right.
Following along.
All right, Fireman Jim. Thanks for stopping and calming us all down. We appreciate it.